Every month, the manager of the Wallingford Food Bank writes a report, and this month, Claire Owen has included it in her editorial in The Bridge. In September this year, we fed 349 adults, an increase from 224, 211 children, an increase from 158, and that represented 170 households, an increase from 106. And that increase is compared to the same period last year. It's an increase of 60.4% in numbers of households, which is the largest percentage increase we've had since February 2024. The need for our help is rising, and that is before anyone switches on their heating. We also had requests from 15 new clients. This is typical of the last few months. We have had harvest deliveries in October, for which we are very grateful. The food we receive now has historically fed clients well into January. This year, it may not be quite as long as that, but it still makes a huge difference to feel that support from the local community. We are extremely thankful for the donations we received recently from so many churches, schools, and other local organisations. Christmas is coming, and if you are thinking of supporting us, do please get any Christmas goodies to us by the end of November. If you want to give Advent calendars, then early in November, please, so we can get them to children in time for the 1st of December. For ideas as to what to donate, please consider tinned vegetables, long-life milk and juice, jars of coffee and tea, tinned potatoes, tinned meat meals, tinned rice pudding and custard, and cereal and jam. Despite everything, we are still well supplied with tinned fish and baked beans and dried pasta, so no particular need for those. We have an app now called Bank the Food. If you download it and put in your postcard, then you can follow Wallingford Food Bank and see where we most have need for food. Thank you.